Absolutely. Why not? You know, what we're going to do is we're going to turn Paula up in an aerobatic plane with Bill Hosey. So she gets a taste of what we're going to be doing at our Summer Fete on June the 3rd in Corfe.
So tell us a bit about the Fete, because last year it was a tremendous success. You're going to repeat that success. And of course, one of the highlights will be the display that Bill's going to be putting on. But first of all, the actual show itself.
Sure. Well, so last year was the first time anyone had run a fete in the village, we reckon, and since kind of the end of the Second World War. So we didn't really know what to expect. It was a beautiful day. We had great weather. We reckon we probably had about 1,500 people through the door. So it surpassed all of our expectations. And it was a really fantastic day. We had two air displays during the day. We had live music, lots of food and drink. We had birds of prey, classic cars, you name it. I mean, it was just a fantastic day for everybody. Yeah.
Great, okay. Let's bring in your pilot. This is Bill. Bill, just tell us a brief bit about your background yourself.
I've been flying for 35, 40 years. I was in the airline for 25 years. Been currently flying for a private Russian family up in Moscow. And I do this sort of thing for a hobby, really. So anytime I'm home, I love to give access to friends and family that wouldn't otherwise be able to do it. And we're just going to have some fun. It's very much for them. They can stop the train set anytime they want, and the whole thing will be about 9 or 10 minutes. And every time we do a manoeuvre, like a loop, we'll stop, check she's okay, a roll, check she's okay.
No, don't worry about that. Just do the whole lot. Just put her through as much hell as you can do.
Okay, we'll have a go. We'll see how she feels. Hopefully we'll bring her back smiling. And say at the fete, at the end of the day, we've got a raffle going, I think they call it. So somebody will win a free flight to fly through the fete at 250 feet upside down.
Just tell us about the aeroplane that you're going to be flying up in today.
It's a Kristen Eagle. It's a kit aeroplane made by people in America. It's professionally put together. This one's the youngest one in the country, built in 2010, so it's 6.5 years old. It's got a slightly higher rated motor in it, 230 horse. It's got a 4-into-1 exhaust. So the smoke, it's got dual injectors in the smoke stack. So the smoke that comes out is a lot. It's wired up for music in the cabin, if you want to do that on a quiet night like tonight. It's got a cold air induction system, high compression piston rings. So it's much more throaty and gutsy than the normal Eagle. Carry 20 litres of smoke, so we can get about 9.5 minutes of smoke. You can colour it if you want, but we've got white smoke. And the smoke is the same now. It's got to be eco-friendly, so it's the same that they would use on a stage for a music band. And you can pull 6 times your own body weight in it and -4 times your own body weight. So
it's pretty much guaranteed to make Paula quite ill at the end of this.
Yeah, well, what we'll try and do is let Paula fly the aeroplane as well.
Oh, God.
And that way she connects with the aeroplane and feels it better. So the end result is...
You do realise you're taking your life in your hands by letting her fly the plane, don't you?
I'm quietly confident it'll work out fine.
Right, let me just... Paula's all strapped in. Let me just go over and have a quick chat with her now.
I feel sick.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I don't do roller coasters. I don't even do flying very well.
Oh, dear.
Well.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to give you the tape recorder, obviously.
Yeah.
And you need to do your bit. Your commentary. That's obviously the petrol tank you've got right there between your legs, so don't go and light up any fags or anything.
I've got a cigar for the end.
All right, okay. Yeah.
No, not in the plane.
No.
Okay.
Give it a try.
Give it a try, see what happens.
Well, have fun. We'll be sort of watching and laughing at you down here. And I'll be interested to speak to you the moment you get out of the plane.
The moment? What, when I was throwing up?
Literally, yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Take a rag, so when you've thrown up, you can clean the screen. Right, okay. As you can see, or hear, well, you can't see, obviously, as you can hear, they've just fired it up.
Face,
oh my god.
And he does some good commentary for us.
Yes, I think so.
Brilliant. Do we need to get the beep machine out?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, my God, that was so exciting, but I was so frightened. It was really good, but my God, I was so frightened. It was amazing.
You're like you're about to burst into tears.
I'm going to